State.
Now, I told you that Seattle and Washington State leaders are at that United Nations summit. Why are we sending local people to discuss a global issue? Well, because if you live in Georgetown or South Park, you might someday want a boat for your daily commute. Those neighborhoods could see rising sea levels by the end of the century. One Seattle leader headed to Paris is Jessica Finn Coven with the city's Office of Sustainability and Environment. And she told me what she hopes to get out of going to Paris.
More than half the world's population live in cities, and activities in cities account for more than two-thirds of global greenhouse gas emissions. So clearly, cities need to be part of the solution. And Seattle has been a leader in pioneering ways to reduce carbon pollution while we grow our economy. So I'm joining with leaders from cities around the world this Friday to come together and say cities are ready to be part of the solution, and we want and need a global agreement to respond to climate change.
So these global leaders are trying to limit Earth's warming to 2 degrees, but I've seen studies that show that a 2-degree increase would put Georgetown and South Park, parts of Seattle, underwater. So that sounds like not if, but when. How's the city planning to handle those changes?
Well, it's true. So the city of Seattle is committed to responding to the challenge of climate change, and that means both doing all we can to reduce our own carbon pollution and making sure that we're prepared for the impacts that Seattle is likely to see. So the lower Duwamish neighborhoods of Georgetown and South Park are expected to be increasingly affected by flooding events. And we're really focused in these neighborhoods to figure out what we need to do to support the residents of the neighborhoods and make sure that they'll be prepared.
What's the infrastructure you're planning at the lower Duwamish?
So one of the things we're doing is Seattle Public Utilities is building a new pump station in South Park. So they're building that, A, to be able to help with drainage issues, but B, they're planning that in a way that responds and prepares for future sea level rise. So they're making sure that key components of that facility are elevated higher than they otherwise would be so that it's ready in case we do see increased flooding events and increased sea level rise.
Talking with Jessica Finn Coven from the city of Seattle. Jessica, I can't tell how confident you are that Georgetown and South Park are not going to be underwater.
Well, you know, and that's because it's hard to predict the future. What I can tell you is the city is taking this very seriously, and we're doing what we need to do to be prepared for what we think those neighborhoods are going to see, and for asking local community members what they want to see and how the city can help them respond to these extreme events. It's hard for me to tell you exactly what we're going to see 20, 50, 100 years from now, but I can tell you that today we're taking the steps we need to keep those neighborhoods safe.
We've heard about global talks before. Copenhagen was a disappointment. How optimistic are you that any agreement that gets announced in Paris this week will mean the water's going to rise around here less than it would if we did nothing?
You know, I'm optimistic. We've seen the world's leaders come together like never before, and we've heard an outpouring of support from the people like never before. People are demanding action. They expect their leaders to take action to keep them safe. And I think cities are a key component of that. You know, 90% of the world's largest cities are on coastal or intercoastal waterways, really putting them at the front lines of this battle. And that's why so many of us are coming together to say, cities are going to create the model for how to do this. We're ready to be part of the solution, and we demand action from our world's leaders.
Jessica Finn Coven directs Seattle's Office of Sustainability and Environment. She's one of the local leaders joining those climate talks in Paris this week.